Today, we're tackling a topic that I know weighs heavy on so many of us. It's the feeling of uncertainty about the future of your podcast. Whether you're in the early stages or you've been creating for a while, the question of, is this going to work in the long run, can be paralyzing. But not to worry, you're not alone in this. In today's episode, we'll explore how to deal with uncertainty and set your podcast up for long-term success. So if you're ready, let's get into it. In the Podverse, when stakes are high, you need someone who gets it. Someone who knows how to turn your rough cuts into smooth, flawless episodes. You come to me when you need your podcast done right. No errors, no rush. Just a clean audio that speaks for itself. Don't trust your show with just anyone. Tonido handles your edits like a work of art. Perfect cuts, perfect sounds. I make it right. But remember, I don't do this for just anyone. If your podcast needs a master's touch, find Tonido. The links are in the show notes.
This is Into the Podverse, the Indie African edition. Here's your host, Tonido.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Every podcaster, especially indie creators, experiences doubts about the future of their show at some point. We're putting in hours of effort, recording, editing, marketing, but the results don't always show up right away. And you might wonder, will my podcast ever reach the audience it deserves? Or what if I'm not cut out for this? These are normal questions. And feeling uncertain about the future doesn't mean you're failing. Uncertainty is part of the journey. As African podcasters, especially those working outside major hubs or those without massive budgets, these feelings can even be more pronounced. We're living in a world where podcasts like The Joe Rogan Experience or Call Her Daddy are dominating the global conversation, so it's pretty easy to feel like you're not making an impact. But see, success doesn't always look like it does for the giants. So stop comparing yourself to them. Your podcast doesn't have to fit into that box. Now, let's dive into what long-term success looks like for you as an indie African podcaster. The first thing you'll need to do is to define your own success. What does it look like for you? Is it a growing listener base? Is it financial sustainability? Or is it creating a space for voices that would otherwise go unheard? There's no one-size-fits-all definition of success in podcasting, and that's the truth. But what we can do is set small actionable goals that build towards long-term success. For instance, instead of fixating on that elusive viral moment, focus on building consistency. When we are consistent, listeners start to recognize the value in our content, and that trust begins to grow. In fact, many of the biggest podcasts around today didn't just blow up overnight. They put in the work, episode by episode, day by day. The pressure for instant gratification is huge. You look at social media and see podcasters getting 10,000 plus downloads in their first few episodes, and it feels like everyone but you is thriving. But this doesn't mean your podcast is not succeeding. If anything, it's a reminder that podcasting is a marathon and not a sprint. Let's talk about delayed gratification. Success in podcasting, especially for independent African creators like you and me, often takes time. And in that time, your podcast will evolve. Your content will improve, your skills will sharpen, and your audience will grow. You don't need to hit a huge milestone in a week or month. Just take it one episode at a time. It's also about being patient with yourself. There will be rough patches. There will be days when you feel like you're talking into a void. But building an audience is about connecting over time and not getting instant fame. So, how can you deal with uncertainty in a healthy way? One of the most powerful tools you can arm yourself with is a growth mindset. A growth mindset means viewing challenges and setbacks as opportunities to learn. You're thinking, this didn't work as planned. But what can I do differently next time? Embrace the concept of experimentation. Maybe your episode format isn't resonating the way you thought. Try something new. Switch up the pacing. Introduce interviews or experiment with different genres. It's okay to fail because in the process, you will learn more about your audience, your voice, and your niche. Here's another huge factor in your long-term success. Community. You're not just creating content in a vacuum. You're part of a larger ecosystem. As an indie podcaster even. One of the ways to combat uncertainty is by connecting with other podcasters, whether it's through social media groups, WhatsApp communities, or collaborative projects. You're not competing against other indie creators. You're building alongside them. I've personally learned a ton by joining forces with other African podcasters and even international podcasters too. So I'm in societies like the APVA, and Pod Circle, which is an extension of Pod People. Pod People is like a group of podcast talents. And, you know, in Pod Circle is where those of us who are talents have conversations with each other. I am, you know, the TPA, the Podcast Academy. So find your community. There are lots of them on Facebook, Reddit. But if you're an African creator, the APVA is there for you. So join the EPV. You'll be surprised how much support and opportunities are out there if you reach out. The podcasting world is collaborative, and finding your tribe can help take your podcast to the next level. Now, as we wrap up, I want to talk about staying true to your vision. It's easy to get caught up in the trends or to try to emulate what others are doing. But remember why you started your podcast in the first place. What story do you want to tell? What message do you want to share? This is your journey. And your authenticity is what will ultimately resonate with listeners. Even when the road gets tough, remember why you're doing this. Your voice, your perspective, and your content matter. You are part of something bigger than yourself. And whether you're reaching 100 people or 100,000, it is you who is making an impact. I hope this episode helps you feel more confident about the road ahead. And remember, success in podcasting isn't about instant recognition. It's about staying the course, refining your craft, and connecting with your community.
Hello, this is Pierce, the producer of If You Were in Charge podcast with Sanam Naragi Andalini, renowned peace activist, in which Sanam is joined by a guest each week, along with her daughters, and they discuss a radical solution that person would impose if they were in charge to everything from climate change to the Middle East to a big kind of foreign policy and even biodiversity. We've had a great first season so far. Come join us. It's If You Were in Charge with Sanam Naragi Andalini. You're listening to Into the Podverse.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Indie African Podcaster Edition with Tony Doe. Keep pushing the boundaries of your podcasting journey and watch your audience grow. Subscribe and listen on Afropod, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Catch you next time for more strategies and success stories.